Traffic and weather together, and we have Triple Team traffic coverage beginning with Ricky Meese.
And some very good news for those who have been stuck in these northbound delays on I-15. The accident that caused it all, about 2900 South, has been cleared. That right lane is now open, so we're starting to see speeds move a little bit better, but you still have delays back to the South Interchange. And then also heavy and slow traffic remains, but again, speeds starting to improve slightly northbound I-15, Draper to Midville. Southbound I-15, you're still stuck in delays with solid slowdowns from about 1300 South to 90th South. And then again, as you're coming in through Draper at 123rd and Bangor Highway. Lynn Thomas?
Well, westbound on the 21st South Freeway, looking at a slow grind from Redwood Road to 5600 with a couple of crashes, one taking a left lane at 4300 West, the other taking a right lane right before the 56 West exit ramp. So it's a slow there. Bangor Highway slow southbound, 3500 South to Kearns. And as you head over the point of the mountain, it is a slow grind all the way from Bluffdale over down to Thanksgiving Point, and we have reports of a crash in Provo, southbound I-15, looking for that one on the cameras. Mark?
It looks awfully ugly right now on northbound I-15. We're focusing in about 1800 South in Kaysville. It does look like UDOT may be reporting a wreck there, so that's where all the concentration of the traffic is in Davis County. You also have southbound delays coming Riverdale into Davis County, and then Highway 89's been rough up into Fruit Heights, up to I-84, and around Harrison Boulevard as well. Any project's easy when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store at 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center. And